Hi, I'm Marsh Ward, president of Callaway's Nursery. We're based right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, and we're proud to sponsor this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
Thank you, my good friend of many, many, many years, Marsh. Thank you, friend. And welcome to our program live on this Cinco de Mayo. Happy day to you. I hope it's a good gardening day for you. Had rain overnight. Nurserymen always like it when it rains overnight and not in the middle of the day. Good day to get into a Callaway's and tell them you appreciate their sponsorship of this hour of the program, as they have for many years. Thank you for listening. Give me a call. That would be the other nice thing to have happen today. It's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Mike Bass is running the boards and answering the phones to screen the calls. And Mike is pretty much doing all the hard, heavy lifting this morning. And the two of us would love to hear from you. Please, let's fill up the phone lines. We only have three of them. It's not a hard task. Let's do it right now. I have 1 hour on Sunday mornings with you. I cut the program shorter so that I'd have more time to spend with family. And I enjoy that very much, I have to admit. 800-288-WBAP. I enjoy the time with you as well. 800-288-9227. We begin the program each week by visiting with the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, specifically with Stephen Hayden, horticulturist there, and he's live with us right now on the air. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning to you, Neil. I read your newsletter. Happy birthday to you, and congratulations on becoming an octogenarian.
Yes, thank you very, very much. My birthday was Friday, and it was a wonderful day, so thank you very much. Yeah, you just have to take a look at me and say, he must be 80, and that's exactly the case. So thank you very much. Yeah, thank you. Well, tell me what's happening in the garden this week.
Well, what's happening in the garden? Well, the pollinator pathways are definitely happening. Some weeks I know which plant I want to feature. In other weeks I go scouting around in the garden to see what I can find. On these occasions, I invariably end up at the pollinator pathways. It seems there's always something blooming there, and this week didn't let me down. If you're visiting the garden any week of the year, don't miss the pollinator pathways. They're actually in the parking lot connecting the main garden center building to the Botanical Institute of Texas building. Whilst you're in the parking lot, be sure to take a look at the formal canal just inside the main entrance. There are both hardy and tropical water lilies there that are putting on a show at the moment.
Well, how beautiful. Did the pollinator pathway concept just happen, or was that a planned thing that someone developed many years ago? It's been there long.
Yes, it's been there many years. No, it was definitely given a lot of thought was given to it to get a good representation of plants that encourage pollinators. And the paths, as I say, connect the garden center building to the Britt building. So it probably went in about the time that new building was, rather splendid building was built.
Oh, that's great. Well, it's 20 or 25 years ago, and I lose track of time, but something like that, and a great way to excite visitors when they arrive and they see all that going on. So what's your featured plant this week?
Well, we've got Beard Tongue, Penstemon digitalis variety Husker Red. And yes, I did find some on the pollinator pathways. This is a perennial plant that typically grows 2 to 3 feet tall and features white and sometimes pinkish tubular flowers borne on erect, rigid stems. It flowers mid-spring to early summer. The leaves that emerge in the spring are deep maroon color, but mature to a dark green during the summer months. Beard Tongue grows in average dry to medium moist, well-drained soil in full sun. It can tolerate occasional drought. Avoid overly wet, poorly drained conditions. However, having said that, it will tolerate occasional flooding as long as the soil drains quickly, making it an ideal plant for rain gardens.
The concept is that you can always add water, you can't subtract it. So if you plant in raised beds and soils that will hold moisture but that will drain well, you're all set for a lot of different plants. There are lots of penstemons that are native to Texas, and these are well adapted. Husker Red. All right, good deal. And what event would you like to talk about this week?
Well, the giant animatronic dinosaurs that move and roar are still with us until the end of May. The children are really enjoying this exhibit, and I'm always amazed at how many of them know the Latin names, which seem to be longer than plant names. Also, it's amazing. Yeah, I enjoy that when watching as they come around. But I struggle with plant names sometimes, so I'll pass on dinosaurs. But also, don't forget Mother's Day next Sunday, May 12th. Our beautiful garden would be a wonderful place to take a stroll amongst the flowers with your family on this special day. Give Mum the gift that keeps blooming all year long, a membership to the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Surround her with the beauty of nature and create lasting memories together, exploring the vibrant flowers, creative classes, and unique events that FWBG has to offer. Enjoy 15% off annual membership with the code MUM15 through Mother's Day.
Is that $15 off? Not
15%. Yes, you're right. Sorry. Freudian slip there.
That's all right. $15 off the annual membership.
Yes.
And the code is MUM15 through Mother's Day. All right. How does somebody find information about the Fort Worth Botanic Garden? Where is it online?
It's all at fwbg.org.
All right, fwbg.org, just the name, the initials of the organization, fwbg.org. 24-hour information recorded message on the phone is?
817-463-4160.
Perfect. And then how do they find you? That's the easy part.
We're just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
Just a couple miles west of downtown Fort Worth. You're used to going to the zoo and to TCU and to Casa Manana and now the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. After 100 years, it's about time you got used to going to the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Get that family membership going and to go many times this year. Stephen Hayden, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
You bet. Talk to you next Sunday. Appreciate that. All right, that report sponsored by another fixture of Fort Worth, and that would be Whiz-Q Stone. These are leaders in the stone industry. They have set the pace for everybody else. 22 acres of gloriously beautiful stone in southeast Fort Worth. They are closed on Sundays. I need to put that up front so you won't be going out there today. They're at 4501 East Loop 820 South. And that's in southeast Fort Worth, way in southeast Fort Worth. They've been there for a long time. It's a third generation now family business, second and third generations owned and operated. Mike and Derek Wisnan, Mike's dad, began the business back in 1983. So they're 41 years in that location, in that business. And with 22 acres of stone, you can get everything from pathway stone, gravel, decorative gravel, to river rock, to a flagstone, to a stone that you would use to build a retaining wall, boulders, everything in between. Building a fountain, you bet. They have the stone for you, and they'll help you pick the correct stone for the project you're doing. A lot of times, I know in my case, I say, well, here's what I'm trying to build. And they say, well, you're looking at beautiful stone, but that's not for that. You need this stone over here, and it's equally beautiful, and it will be easier to lay in that setting. And then I say, well, obviously, I don't know what I'm doing. Do you have a reference or referral that you can send me to, somebody who knows how to build a retaining wall or how to do a beautiful patio? And they say, yes, we do. We work with landscape contractors every day. They buy from us. And so then they can give you several references from your neighborhood who can bid the job for you and show you references in their a book of references for whom they've done work. This is just a great situation all the way around. You're dealing with first-class people at a first-class source of stone, and they're giving you all kinds of great leads if you need help. It's Whiz-Q Stone, open Monday through Saturday at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth, 817-429-0822. Do a little advanced shopping by going to the website, whiz-q.com, whiz-q.com. It's Whiz-Q Stone.
This segment of Niels Perry's Texas Gardening is presented by your friends at Calavis, I'm Rani at Calloway's in Makoni, and now back to Neil.
All right, Rani, thank you very much. And I always hope that when you hear one from a store in your part of the Metroplex, you'll say, hey, that's my store. So stand back. Here it comes. Hey, that's my store. That's the store I go to. She and Big Jim Burton are the managers there, and always friendly. So I hope you'll shop there if you're in the McKinney area. We start with our first call today. This is Linda in North Dallas. Linda, good morning, and thank you for calling.
Good morning. I have seen a push in the nurseries for roses, not necessarily the carpet roses, but not the standard. And I've also seen them being planted in commercial areas. And I wondered if there's a change in rose rosette or if this is a different type of rose. I remember talking to you about 15 years ago when this all started. So with the rose rosette. So I wondered if you have any updates.
I do. I got one this week. In fact, I wrote asking about the cedar bark beetle and other cedar problems, Eastern Red Cedar, to Dr. Kevin Ong, who heads up the Texas Plant Disease Clinic at Texas A&M. Kevin is a longtime friend of mine and very knowledgeable. And I said, and by the way, while you're up, I have a question for you. While you're on the line with me, what's going on with roses? They look better this year than they have forevermore. Has something changed? And he said, nope, nothing's changed. Been a good year for roses. Those that are not horribly infested yet are having a good spring. They're blooming, they're colorful, and yes, they do look better than normal, but most are still smitten with the disease or will be in the Metroplex. It's still as bleak as it was, Linda, unfortunately. And there is no magic variety yet that has been introduced that is resistant. It's just been a good year now. If plants are brought in from other parts of America where rose rosette virus has not become epidemic as it is in much of Texas, then you'll get clean plants for a while until they are hit by the little microscopic mite that carries the disease. But it's the same story, sadly. I wish I had better news for you.
Are they working on something to prevent these mites from happening?
Oh, well, it's not, but more than that, to try to find some resistance within roses, whether it's done with gene modification of some sort, I don't know and probably wouldn't understand a lot of what they're trying to do with the bioengineering. There is a ton of research. You got to know when you have the world's most popular flower. This is a disease that's been around for 80 years, 90 years. It has just recently become a monumental problem. Part of the problem is that many of our commercial landscapes featured knockout roses mass planted side by side by side, and it made it very easy for that disease to spread through an entire neighborhood or an entire city or state, and Texas became kind of a hotbed for it, North Texas. And so that's how it spread so quickly. But we are where we are. All species, all varieties are susceptible. There are enough native or escaped wild roses that it is here, and it will until something changes. The mite is microscopic, and it's borne on the wind, and it's just a nasty thing. But Kevin's
update. Well, I was hopeful that something had changed.
I was too. That's why I wrote to Kevin. But anyway,
yeah. Well, you and I are on the same page.
Yep, we are. Okay. Not necessarily a pretty page this time, but anyway. Thanks for the call so much. Have a great day. All right. Eric in Grand Prairie will be coming up next. Let me get a break out of the way. Folks, if you'd like to call, her line has now become available. We have a vacancy. We're putting the for rent sign out, and the rental is free. You don't have to pay to call in on this program. I don't know that you call on any talk show you have to pay, but it's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. I guess there are those that are subscription programs. Not this one. Heavens no. Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening is my book. It's only $34.95. I've been really happy with my book, and your comments let me know that that you are as well. And thank you for that, and thank you for those nice comments. The book is in its sixth printing. Now, that's not sixth edition. An edition means you've made significant changes in the book, lots of big changes. A printing just means that you put it back on the presses, and maybe you made a few word changes here and there, but you didn't make significant changes. You just needed more books, and I have needed books six times over. This will be the last. This has been the last printing. I'm not going to do any more. So if you want to get the book, you need to get the book. And as far as I know, I'm not planning anything beyond this one in terms of other books. So this is your opportunity, and I'd love to get a copy to you. I think it represents the culmination, the apex of my career. Everything that I have told you, everything I believe and believe in, everything that I have learned and taught is in this book. It has 11 chapters. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas, what you need to have to be successful, what you need to know about the soils and the climate and the climatic zones, and why I think the USDA has ripped its britches in the last two hardiness zone maps. I think the 1991 is more accurate, and I show it to you to show you why I think that's true. I think they've encouraged us to plant things that should not be planted in our area. That's in Chapter 1. Chapter 2 is a 48-page calendar telling you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. 4 pages per month, keeping you on track of what you need to do in each month. You turn the page to the next month, and there is your list of assignments. It's a perpetual calendar, not a grid that you write on. Chapters 3 through 11 are very detailed chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. All of that information, 344 pages, a hardback, printed on high-quality paper, printed in Texas, 840 of my photographs, edited by Carolyn Skye, the best it gets, the graphic design done by Cindy Smith, the best she gets. It's great. I chose both of those ladies to work with me when I self-published this book because I knew they were the best. And so there it is. That's it. Satisfaction completely guaranteed. Again, only $34.95, and I sign every copy as it sells. I have made a satisfaction guarantee on every book I've sold. I have not had one request for a refund out of 87,000 copies sold. Again, to mention, this is the last printing. If you want it, you better get it. The two ways you can order it, since it's not in stores and not on Amazon, you call my office or you buy it from my website. The office phone number, Monday through Friday, business hours, 800-752-GROW. 800-752-GROW. That's 800-752-4769. The better way, though, is to order it right now at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
When the people at Advanced Foundation Repair called to say they wanted me to do ads for their company, I told them I'd need references, people for whom they'd done work. I spent several weeks checking them all out, and the reviews were just fabulous. That was more than 20 years ago, and people are still thanking me for referring them to these leaders in the foundation repair industry. Affordable, innovative, honest, punctual, it's Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com.
Baylor Scott & White Health knows you have places to be and twigs to prune. That's why the MyBSW Health app offers you virtual care when, where, and how you want it, right from your phone, so you can get back to what keeps you going. We'll get back to Neil in just a moment.
Hello, friends. This is Tommy Brummett, pastor of First United Methodist Church in downtown McKinney, inviting you to join us for worship. You can join us in person in McKinney and in Melissa, or join us online. Find out all options at sharingtheheart.org. First United Methodist Church, where the love of God is proclaimed and everyone is welcome.
He is our pastor. Hope you'll join us at our church, First United Methodist Church, downtown McKinney. 315 North Church Street. And it's a couple blocks north of downtown McKinney. So please join us. Arborological Services, the experts that your trees deserve. Trees rejoice when they can tell that the trucks are coming from Arborological Services. They have 12 International Society of Arboriculture, ISA, certified arborists on their team. And those men and women lead crews out into the field, serving the entire Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. No, they are not a national company. No, they do not serve Houston or Austin or Abilene or Tyler. They serve the Metroplex. And by doing it that way, they can specialize in the trees that grow, quote, around here, close quote. They know the local environment. They know the local trees. They know the things that have happened in our area. They know the soils and the drought and the heat and the rain and all the other things. And that's why they are specialists, unlike any other company you've ever had work on your trees. The best in the business. Three of their men have been named Arborists of the Year for the state of Texas. They have a 13-time Texas State Tree Climbing Champion. That's why I say they're the only people who will ever touch our trees. Here's the phone number. It sounds like a national number, but they are strictly local. Arborological Services, 866-552-7267. On the web, it's arborological.com. Arborological Services, 866-552-7267.
Neil Sperry and Callaway's go back since our nurseries opened. I'm Cindy with Callaway's on Greenville Avenue in Dallas, and now back to Neil.
Thank you, Cindy, very, very much. Let's go to Eric in Grand Prairie. Eric, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I have two short questions. Short of burning my property down, I can't find a way to get rid of airborne seedlings from elm trees. I've got thousands that I'm pulling out by hand one by one. Is there any
Where are they coming up?
Under my yuccas, anything, or under my rocks, in the grass, the backyard, the front yard, coming up everywhere. They like to hide under things.
If you use a 2-gallon tank sprayer, you could use a larger one, they're just heavy, and you put a broadleafed weed killer in it, preferably only 2,4-D, and you put it in with very low pressure so that you don't just blast it across the surface of the earth. You can direct it right down on the seedlings, and it will kill the elm and not go into the soil, the elm seedlings, and not go into the soil. They're easy in bare ground just to drag a sharpened hoe across them when the soil is barely moist and hoe them out without even having to chop. You just scrape. I have them all through my landscape, and I don't panic at all about them. They're easy to remove. They come up in my paved stone driveway, and I just use a little broadleaf weed killer if and when I have to. It's not a huge deal. And then the turf grass, that's an easy thing to do.
I've got a hardscape front yard, rocks, and Texas native plants all over the
place. They would work very well there. I'm up against a hard, fast newscast in about 5 seconds. Stay tuned. And I'll come back to you if you still have more questions. Stay right there. Folks, we'll be back after the news.
DFW's News Talk Traffic and Weather Station. News Talk 820 WBAP. And now on FM at 93.3.
Streaming live on our free mobile app.
A Cumulus Media Station. Trending now.
Torrential rainfall and flooding in the Houston area. I'm Lori Waffenschmidt from the Novak Motors 24/7 News Desk.
ClassicChevrolet.com, WBAP's first traffic and weather.
On the ones.
In Dallas, an accident blocking three left lanes of 635 eastbound at Forest Lane. That's causing stop-and-go traffic from Abrams Road. And in Mesquite, closed due to an accident, I-30 eastbound between Galloway Avenue and Northwest Drive. That's causing stopped traffic from Gus Thomason Road. Your WBAP forecast. A flood watch remains in effect until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Today, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning, then partly sunny this afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the mid-60s. Right now, 67 degrees in Dallas, 66 degrees in Fort Worth. Torrential rainfall flooding the area between Houston and eastern Texas, stranding residents who stayed behind despite warnings from local officials to evacuate.
Residents along the west fork of the San Jacinto River are continuing to face rising floodwaters.
Unfortunately, what we saw is basically what we predicted, which was a lot of flooding.
Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo.
Please, I know that folks want to go and check on their homes, but this is just not the time right now.
As more rain heads in, Hidalgo says totals between 2 and 6 inches may be manageable. However, anything exceeding that amount could lead to even worse flooding.
Jade Fleury with Fox TV affiliate KRIV in Houston. In your money news, the nation's employers pulled back on their hiring in April, but still added a decent 175,000 jobs in a sign that persistently high interest rates may be starting to slow the robust U.S. job market. Last month's hiring gain was down sharply from the blockbuster increase of 315,000 in March. I'm Lori Waffenschmidt. Your next news update at 9 o'clock. Check back several times throughout your day and keep connected, DFW, to News Talk 820 WBAP, now on FM at 93.3.
Thank you, Lori, very much. Let me tell you about Ace Hardware right now, because Ace is the place where you're going to get great products. Well, and you know Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. You're going to enjoy going into Ace Hardware. It's just kind of a cheerful relief to go in the door of a store and have somebody greet you and thank you for coming in and ask how they can help you, and know that they are not on commission, that they're not going to track you around and try to sell you this and that and everything, that they sincerely want to help you succeed in your project. If you stop by your locally owned North Texas Ace retailer, you can find a great deal on Miracle-Gro flower and plant potting soil. It's 2 cubic foot bags, sale price 2 for $30. Your plants want to show off. Give indoor and outdoor container plants the right ingredients to grow bigger and more beautifully with Miracle-Gro Potting Mix. Their specially formulated mix feeds for up to 6 months for more blooms and more color versus unfed plants. It grows plants twice as large versus unfed plants. Use it with indoor and outdoor container plants. Now that's from Ace Hardware. Again, it's Miracle-Gro flower and plant potting mix, 2 cubic foot bags, sale price, 2 for $30. Ace stores, parts of our neighborhoods, people you already know, people who care about your welfare, your success, your return visits. They really do care. Ace is the place with those helpful hardware folks.
News Talk 820, WBAP.
And now on FM at 93.3.
Baylor Scott & White has been a sponsor of my radio broadcast for a long time, since 2005, I might add, the year the springtime that they saved our daughter's life. They've meant a lot to the Sperry family, as you might imagine. When it comes to your garden, you're the one who calls the shots. You choose what you're growing, you plant the seeds, and you give every one of those plants the proper nourishment so that your entire garden can thrive. At the end of the day, your garden is in your hands, and Baylor Scott & White believes that your health should be as well. That's why they've made staying on top of your health easy, with tools and treatment options that let you take charge of your own care. With the MyBSW Health app, you have everything you need to manage your health right at your fingertips. Schedule your appointments, view your test results, and get access to 24/7 video visits right from your phone. Now you can have your care right in your pocket, so you can keep on putting in the work to grow something beautiful. Download the MyBSW Health app today. It's from Baylor Scott & White Health. It's the MyBSW Health app. Download it today. MyBSW Health, from Baylor Scott & White Health.
Baylor Scott & White Health is always right in your pocket, so you can keep the hard work going and keep your healthy plants growing. Put your health care in your hands with the MyBSW Health app. Download it now.
I think I'm hearing an echo in here. Let me tell you about Wild Birds Unlimited in McKinney. They're at 3001 South Hardin Boulevard, just south of El Dorado Parkway, just south of Tom Thumb. There's a south wind blowing. It's Wild Birds Unlimited, open Monday through Saturday, 10 until 5. A great place for all of your wild bird watching needs, whether you want binoculars. Goodness gracious, I'm leading their ad with binoculars. They have them. Also, they have all the seed and feed possibilities that you might dream of. And that would include a seed for fledglings, little young birds. It would include seed for their mamas. And it would also include seed for woodpeckers and for blue jays. I'm thinking about specific things. For woodpeckers, they have a really enriched feed in their cylinders that's called Woodpecker's Feast. And the woodpeckers find it and they come to it. I can tell you from firsthand experience, I've looked out at our feeders. We have seven, and they're all charged with the feed from Wild Birds Unlimited, this McKinney store, Birdie's store. And two or three of them will have Woodpecker's Feast cylinders on them. And I've seen as many as six or seven woodpeckers at a time in our backyard. It's kind of hard to count them as they fly around. They fly straight up when they leave the feeders. And it's kind of hard to count when they're just moving so fast. They go up into the trees to crack the seeds. It's just so much fun to watch. Blue jays eat peanuts, and they have fresh, they're roasted whole peanuts, not salted or not anything else, but they take those, and it's just, they become just so adept at flying by the feeders and not even perching, just flying by and plucking out a peanut, and away they go. And this is, and then you find the peanut shell in the front yard on the other side of the house where they've sat in the tree and cracked the peanut. So anyway, Wild Birds Unlimited, it's a joy to go into this store. The people are so friendly, and they're so knowledgeable, and they'll engage you, and they'll help you, and then they leave you to shop, and they're there if you need them. Wild Birds Unlimited, again, 3001 South Hardin Boulevard, just south of El Dorado Parkway, right beside Tom Thumb. Wild Birds Unlimited in McKinney.
Let the Texas Certified Nursery Professionals at your neighborhood Callaway's help you. I'm Ginger with the Southlake Store, and now back to Neil.
Thank you, Ginger, very, very much. Let's go back to Eric. Eric, I think, is still on hold. I had another question, Eric. I need to keep moving, and I bogged you down the last time. How can I help you?
Okay, let me just put all these out in front of you. You say it's 2,4-D. Is that the name of the product?
That is the ingredient, 2,4-D. And any good hardware store, any good nursery, if you can talk to the owner or the manager, if you can talk to a Texas certified nursery professional, you'll be able to get that help. Ask for a product that only contains that, because more products contain that with other ingredients, and you don't want those other ingredients. They are active in the soil.
Okay.
So what was your other question?
This is not going to hurt my plants or my wildflowers if it gets sprayed on them, is it?
Certainly it will. You didn't tell me about the wildflowers. You have to be very specific. That's why I mentioned the low pressure and putting it in a tank and spraying it at a low pressure directly onto the elm seedlings. Yeah, you've got to be careful. Once the wildflowers are through blooming and they are totally brown, then you can spray it with a little more abandoned. Okay. But yes, it's a broadleafed weed killer. Any broadleaf plant would be damaged by it.
My other question.
If you're not comfortable with that, then you are going to have to address the elm seedlings one at a time.
Okay. And then you say if I grade them out, I can just leave them on the ground. They won't regrow.
Right. If they're young, and well, it doesn't matter if they're old. I mean, you see bulldozers push over big trees. Yeah, that's correct.
And once they're old, they're hard to get out unless it's a good rain like we've had, because they get big and those roots stay down in there. It's difficult to get them.
I'm well aware.
My bees are on my wildflowers quite heavily, and I don't want to spray them for bugs. Is that correct? Like if I put Melathion out right now to kill some insects, would that keep the bees from getting their pollen?
Yeah, that would kill the bees. Why would you?
I mean,
what insects are you trying to kill?
Like the product BT, spraying it out there, or Melathion for insects, and just doing a spray on the entire ground.
Those are very different insecticides. What are you trying to control?
Insects, caterpillars, bugs, larvae.
You're throwing stuff at me.
Grasshoppers.
It's like saying to the doctor, I just want to get rid of all my illnesses. And the doctor would want to know a little bit more specific about what are the illnesses. What are the caterpillars? What are they eating? Are they really a problem to your desirable plants? Maybe you can let them coexist. Maybe you don't need to spray at all.
Yeah, they're just putting holes in the leaves. I assume it's caterpillar, grasshopper or something.
No, it would be, at this time of year, it would be caterpillars, but the holes are not the worst thing in the world. And if they're putting holes in leaves of plants you don't want anyway, hey, they're your friends. See, you're not giving me much detail, and I just don't have much more airtime because I want to get to Jim in North Richland Hills and not give answers that I can't back up and validate very well for you, Eric. What I would suggest is take some photos with you of the plants that are being damaged. You need to know the plant and have some idea of what kind of insect is doing the damage, and then you can determine if you want to use BT for caterpillars. I can't imagine using malathion anywhere around wildflowers. There's nothing that would need to be sprayed with malathion around wildflowers. That would be very harmful to your bees. I'm an advocate of malathion, but not in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to run. I appreciate your call. They're good questions, and it's just the short program makes it necessary for me to limit it a little bit. So thanks. Let me go to Jim in North Richland Hills. Jim, this is Neil. Good morning. Hello, Jim.
Palm trees. I bought,
yes,
I believe it's a windmill palm tree because it goes to like minus 10 weather. But the last two winters, it just knocked them out. And come spring, I've had to replace them. So I'd like to do it one more time, but I don't know if there's something better to prepare the soil, something better to wrap it in the winter. Just a little bit of guidance.
Yeah, wrapping might help, and you'll see people doing that with taller, older ones. They have to have a little bit of height before you can gain anything. But we have had two very bad winters. I mentioned earlier, and I'll be doing it again in reference to my book in Chapter 1, the fact that the USDA hardiness zone map shows that you ought to be able to grow windmill palms clear up into Oklahoma, I suspect. I haven't looked specifically, but they moved zone 8 way north of us, including us. And there are zone 8 plants that we have no business trying to grow. And so as a result, and you know, that included, they're saying that we should be able to grow pittosporums, we should be able to grow gardenias, oleanders, all kinds of things. And all of us who have lived here 54 years, as we have, I have, know that, hey, wait a minute. I'm holding my hand up here, teacher. That does not going to survive here very long. Loquats? No. Podocarpus? No. Back it off. And yet they keep doing that. And that's because we've had a few mild winters back in the early aughts of this millennium. And that skewed the figures. And so as a result, we need to go back to the 1990 map, which said don't plant those here. They're for farther south. And the windmill palms that were planted at the Texas State Fair in 1936, I believe, survived for a long, long time, and so they can survive. You just pick two bad years to plant. It's my kind of luck. You and I are birds of a feather here. So if you want to try again, I think there, you'll catch a lucky year one of these years. But I'll tell you what I did. I live out in a rural area of Collin County outside McKinney, and I consoled myself by planting sable palms, palmettos. They are ultimately winter hardy. It's one of the hardiest of all of the palm group, S-A-B-A-L. They don't get tall like you're talking about, but I get the palm look, and that's fine. That's all I want. And nice big luxuriant leaves, and they only get 6 or 8 feet tall, but I can handle that. That's no problem. In South Texas, they'll get much taller, but here that's the most I've ever gotten, and mine are 45 years old. So that's another direction you might consider. So you okay with that? I think you're listening on the radio. But anyway, I hope that helps, Jim. I really appreciate your call. Folks, let me do my SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, and I always seem to be able to forget that. Let me get it queued up here. I printed it, and now I can't find the printed sheet, so I'm going to read the right off my computer monitor, which calls for different glasses. There, different glasses are in place. We are introducing Buns, B-U-N-Z, Buns, the dynamic canine companion who is full of energy and a zest for life. She is the perfect running buddy to accompany you on all your adventures. At 6 years and 2 months of age, this sweet terrier, American Pit Bull mix, brings 75 pounds of playful enthusiasm to every outing. With a heartwarming smile and a penchant for adorable piggly snorts, Buns is as cute as they come. Her sleek gray and black coat glistens in the sunlight. She is pretty and is accentuated by a white patch on her chest. Whether she's frolicking in a fenced-in yard or lounging in a cozy first-floor apartment, Buns adapts well to her surroundings. She also plays well with other dogs. Like all pets at the SPCA of Texas, Buns has been spayed, microchipped. She's had all of her age-appropriate vaccines. She's waiting for her forever family at the SPCA of Dallas Animal Care Center. So stop by any day between noon and 6 p.m. to meet her. And that's at 2400 Lone Star Drive. Let's see what I need to be right now. Between noon and 6 to meet her. To learn more about how you can donate, you just go to spca.org and click on donate. spca.org. Click on donate. Animals are available for adoption at both the SPCA Dallas Animal Care Center, as I mentioned, 2400 Lone Star Drive, and the Ellis County Animal Care Center at 2570 Farm to Market 878 in Waxahachie. Through May 15, the SPCA of Texas is offering free adoptions for adult dogs and cats and one-half price adoptions for puppies and kittens at the shelters and off-site events. That's... maybe they've done that before, but I sure don't remember it. That they're really trying to clear their shelters. They have so many dogs and cats. And you know what? Do the responsible thing with your own pets. Spay or neuter them, please, so that this doesn't just get more and more out of hand. This is Buns the dog, B-U-N-Z. If you want to see her, go to spca.org, and they have a system built out there for you to be able to see what the dogs look like and read their profile. And they do a beautiful job of writing those. So that's what we have. Hope that is of help to Buns and to you. Hope you get yourself a dog that way. And the Terrier and Pit Bull mixes make some wonderful dogs. We have Zeus the dog. He's not as big as Buns is, but he is so... it's the nicest dog I've ever had in my life. And I've had 22 now, all but two of them from shelters. And this is the nicest dog I've ever had. He is so ultra-friendly. Okay, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. This is my time to tell you about my book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. And I hope that if you have any interest in my book, I hope you won't wait, because it's in its last printing now, the sixth and final printing. So this is your chance to get it, and it is also on sale at $34.95. That's a real deal, because you're getting a hardback that, if it were in a bookstore, would probably be $50 to $60, but you're paying $34.95. There is no distributor for the book. There was no publishing house. I self-published it. That meant that I paid the editor and the graphics designer up front, and I paid the printing costs up front, and so forth. So... you don't have to have that all wrapped up into your purchase price. It also means there's no distributor, there's no retail markup, all of that. I wanted a book that would address all of the aspects of outdoor gardening for every county in Texas. One that could help you be successful for all of your endeavors, whether you want a landscape or whether you're interested in lawns or a fruit, flower, or vegetable gardening. It's all in this book. 344 pages, 840 of my best photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I wanted Carolyn Skye as the editor and Cindy Smith as the graphics designer. And the three of us put this book together. It took a year. You're getting a year of my life in this book, and you're paying $34.95 for that. I would not hire that cheaply any other way. It printed in Texas at Clear Visions in San Antonio and was bound by Universal Bookbindery. Historic Bookbindery in downtown San Antonio. It is not in stores and it's not on Amazon. It is available only from my website, neilsperry.com, or by calling my office Monday through Friday during business hours, 9 to 5, and that is 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. Satisfaction guaranteed, or I'll give you all your money back. Nobody has asked yet out of 87,000 purchases. No one has asked for their money back. It makes a wonderful Mother's Day gift. I don't know if I can get it there that fast. I'm going to be in Houston for a couple days this week, and then I'll be back and I'll get it in the mail as soon as I can. But it certainly makes a wonderful Father's Day gift and wedding gift and just a gift to you and your garden. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. And again, at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
Thanks again to our sponsors for this hour. Baylor Scott & White Health. Take control of your health care anytime, anywhere when you download the MyBSW Health app today. We'll get back to Neil in just a moment.
The only people who will ever touch our trees, Arborological Services. Award-winning service since 1981, arborological.com. 866-552-7267, Arborological Services.
Since 1983, the experts at WizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres, WizQ Stone has the largest landscape selection in Texas, including natural stones such as flagstone, boulders, river rock, and more. To experience what WizQ Stone can do, their large lifestyle display is certainly a place for inspiration. The skilled professionals at WizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Check out their product page on their website at whiz-q.com. They can supply not only the hardscape, but the tools to do it yourself. From masonry supplies to landscape supplies to pond and water gardens, WizQ Stone has what you need to build the lifestyle of your dreams. WizQ Stone can deliver any product anywhere in the USA. Visit the experts at WizQ at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Callaway's Nursery, title sponsor of this hour for many, many years. How grateful am I for Callaway's? Well, let me count the ways. A lot. We'll just leave it at a lot. One of the ways is a lot of my landscape is out of Callaway's. A lot of my color in my landscape is always out of Callaway's. And I have a special way that you can make your landscape special from Callaway's this week. The front yard of your home is one of the first ways to greet your guests. Give everyone a beautiful view with shade and ornamental trees from Callaway's Nursery. Lush varieties include Japanese maples, oaks, magnolias, and more. The canopy of a tree provides shade and comfort during warmer months, and blooms of ornamental trees are a beautiful and charming way to add color, texture, and life to your yard. Shade and ornamental trees make your yard stand out. Plus, they add environmental benefits for overall community improvement. Today only, shade trees, 30% off, so come by, select your favorites. You can make your selections with confidence because everything in the store is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Since we've received so much glorious rain from Mother Nature, make sure to pick up Callaway's Premium Tree and Shrub Plant Food. Your trees, shrubs, and annuals need an extra dose of nutrients, and this is a great time to apply it. Spring is a fun and busy time for gardeners, and Callaway's is here to help you with pick and plant. This service is especially helpful with large trees. You pick what you want to add to your landscape, and Callaway's will get everything delivered and planted for you. Ask one of their friendly experts for more information on this great service. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, 9 to 6. Or shop online and pick up in the store. Callaway's Nursery. Life lived beautifully. It's Callaway's.com.
News Talk 820 WBAP.
And now on FM at 93.3.
And finally, Advanced Foundation Repair. Leaders in the foundation repair industry. I've advertised for them for 28 years now almost and used their services twice, once at our home and once at a historic home that we owned in McKinney, downtown McKinney, and used as an office for 24 years. They do great work, and they do it affordably, and they do it honestly. When they do their free home inspection, if they determine there is a problem, they will show you what it is and where it is, and they will tell you what it would cost to repair it, and then they stand behind that, and you get a wonderful warranty after they're finished. This is all about customer satisfaction and doing the job right the first time. Call for that free home inspection now before they get into the summer rush. 214-333-0003. It's Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. On the web, foundationrepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair.
I'm Arcadia with Cornelius Nurseries in Spring. We're proud to present this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now back to Neil.
Thank you, Arcadia, very much. Folks, before I run out of time, I want to tell you something that was mentioned early in my program today. Day before yesterday was my 80th birthday, and our son Todd gave me something that was very, very special. He has done a lot of hiking in his home state now of California in the mountains with a drone. He is in television, and he has put together a wonderful movie. I have a link to it at the bottom of eGardens. You can see eGardens on my website. Go to neilsperry.com and click on the eGardens tab. You'll see a chance to see the most recent issue. Look at Todd's video. It is glorious. I have enjoyed being with you. Thanks for listening. Happy gardening.